Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Sabahul Muslim. A 10-year-old boy from Shaka's head almost drowned yesterday at 11:15 in the Shaka's rock tidal pool at Catfish Bay. The boy was with three of his friends and was the last to jump in the water. Unable to swim, he struggled to keep his head above water and began to sink below the surface when two of his friends got out of the pool and ran for help. Palito residents and eyewitnesses to the incident, Bernie Krier, says that the boy's survival was thanks to the quick response of a brother and sister on holiday from Gauteng, specifically Indonesia. Salt Rock Beach lifeguards and paramedics who all from came to the boy's aid. Now, that particular person is Chucky Mahmoud Nakwa. Chucky, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for your time on Sabahul Muslim. Have you been receiving many calls about your bravery in Palito?
Yes. I have been receiving quite a number of calls in the last 2 or 3 days.
Gee, now give us a rundown. How did you end up saving the youngster? What were you, where were you at the time, or what was happening, and what sort of jolted you to run in and save this little boy?
Okay, I'm sure a lot of people have seen the photo where we are standing. Not far from there, our tent was, it was starting to rain. Our tent was behind there, so I was going to break it up. So it was me, my mom, my other sister and the children. So my other sister and my mom and the children, we sent them to the car because the rain was starting to come heavy. And the residents that were there on the beach, they started leaving. So there was only me and my sister and the young white gentleman and his two little children. And they were also leaving.
Mm.
And these boys, when it started raining, they went to jump into the tidal pool. And the tidal pool is quite deep in its side because people go snorkeling and, like, you know, wants to see fish there more or less. So these young boys came, the one boy came and said, sorry, sir, can you help us? Our friend is drowning.
Mm.
And then, now, as you go up by the rocks on the left-hand side, it's like spike rocks. On the right-hand side, it's like a step. So I went up. I never know which side was the boy. So I took off my skipper, and I seen which side he was closer to the middle. So I jumped closer to him, and I brought him out. But he was already foaming from his mouth. His eyes already turned backwards. He was gone already, basically.
Yes.
So these two boys, I told the one boy, go call the white gentleman, which his name is Daniel Kruger. And they went to go call him to help to bring the boy out, because the boy was already had water coming out from foam coming out from his mouth. So these two boys helped me lift him out. So when they pulled him out, my sister couldn't see where I am, so she ran.
Mm.
And she jumped on the rock, and she told me, give me some water to wash his face. So when she washed his face, then after that she gave him CPR. The first time he did not come to. The second time he threw up all the water and he came to, and she laid him on his side. After about a few minutes, about 5-6 minutes, the lifeguards from Salt Rock side.
Yes.
So it took them a good few minutes to get there. But they came with no equipment.
Yeah.
The second crew came, they also came with no equipment.
Yes, yes.
And then they phoned in for another lifeguard. They came with one oxygen tank, which was not the right oxygen tank. So the boy was still shivering and getting cold, and water was running out of his mouth. The first EMS crew, paramedic crew came, they also came with no equipment.
Yeah,
only the third paramedic crew came with the equipment. They came with a stretcher. We put the boy on. In the interim, before that, this white gentleman came and he was sitting there and he was speaking to us. And he told us, no, my friend is of the Northern Korea.
Yes.
And he wanted to take the photo and publish the story.
All right. Now, coming on, this was a very unselfish act. You know, you thought about others before, about your own life. Did you at one moment just hesitate before jumping in without thinking?
Not really. Because, you see, prior to that, on Monday, when I landed on Sunday in Durban, and when I was in Durban, I went into the tidal pool, and I seen it was quite deep.
Yeah.
Now, when it's not about not swimming and swimming. You know how to swim, but after a while, when you get a little tired, you need to stand.
Yes, good. Yes.
And my sister's not a very good swimmer, so I told her, relax, we can't go too deep in, because you're not going to be able to stand. So let us stand by the rocks and look at the fish, because they got quite beautiful fish in the tidal pool.
Yes.
And we had two little children with us also, so we have to attend to them even. You understand what I'm saying? So
of course.
I never hesitated. I looked where he was so I could come close as possible to him to bring him out, because I knew it was quite deep.
Yes. Now, your sister is, your sister Firdaus is a pediatrician. She was also on hand. She was with you. How important was her role in saving this particular youngster?
After I brought a water boy out, she could just see a hand waving in the air. It's not... like, what's the name? And she was worried that I'm drowning.
Yes.
When she ran quickly towards that aid and she said, no, I'm fine. And then she did the CPR. She brought him back too, because his eyes already rolled backwards.
Yes.
He was not talking. Mm. Yeah, you see, this guy, the white gentleman left after that, Daniel Kruger. So he did not get the boy's name. The boy's name is Sandila, and he's 10 years old.
Yes.
And he's from the vicinity.
Mm.
And, you know, we should advise our children that not to come without our parents. These four young boys came without their parents.
Yes. Now, the son Dile that you mentioned, how is he doing now? Is he like all okay?
In the same day, the paramedics phoned us back. They took our numbers and they gave us feedback on him. In the afternoon, his sister was traveling from Shaka's Rock, because the closest hospital to Shaka's Rock is only 40 kilometers out. It's in Stenga.
Yes.
So now, he went to see him, and he was doing 100% perfect. They were going to release him at night. All he needed was oxygen and to get warm again.
Of course, absolutely. Now, a little hilarious question coming from a colleague of mine, Brother Ijaz Khan, and he's asking, can we call you the Volrad Voltemar of Lent?
No.
Well, it was a heroic feat, so I think absolutely brilliant there for you to take time out and sacrifice your own life for others. What tips do you have for anyone who finds themselves in the situation of being caught up in a tidal pool, especially now with the December holidays just upon us?
Just be careful, my brother, because some of the tidal pools look like, because you can see a lot of coral reef under, so you're curious to know what's under the water. First, see how deep is it before you get in. Be safe first and then get in. If you're not a good swimmer, stay out, rather.
Mahmoud, Jazakallah for your time on Sabahul Muslim this morning. And I think this little boy is completely indebted to you for your heroic efforts. And also, I think, bringing Lanesia on the map.
Jazakallah.
That was Mahmoud Naqwa, a very heroic feat from him.